Random House Audio presents Escape by Carolyn Jessup with Laura Palmer. Read for you by Allison Fraser. Escape. The moment had come. I had been watching and waiting for months. The time was right. I had to act fast and without fear. I could not afford to fail. 9 lives were at stake, those of my 8 children and my own. Monday, April 21st, 2003. At 10 o'clock that night, I found out that my husband had left earlier in the evening on a business trip. All 8 of my children were home, including Arthur, 15, my oldest, who often traveled on construction jobs. There were 2 things that had to happen before I could escape, and they just had. My husband was gone, and my children were all home. I had to act within hours. The choice was freedom or fear. I was 35 and desperate to flee from polygamy, the only world I had ever known. I came from 6 generations of polygamists and was part of a sect known as the Fundamentalist Church of the Latter-day Saints, FLDS. 10,000 of us lived in a small community along the Utah-Arizona border. At 18, I was coerced into an arranged marriage with Merrill Jessup, a 50-year-old man I barely knew. I became his 4th wife, and had 8 children in 15 years. They ranged from Arthur, my oldest, to Bryson, the youngest, who was then 18 months old and still nursing. The 6 children in between included my son Harrison, who was almost 4 and severely disabled with nerve damage from a highly aggressive cancer known as spinal neuroblastoma. The first thing I did when I realized I might be able to escape was go to my sister Linda's house to use the telephone. I couldn't call from my home because the phones were monitored. My husband's 6 other wives were suspicious. I had a reputation for being somewhat independent and thinking for myself, so the other wives kept tabs on me. If anyone suspected something, one of the wives would immediately call Merrill. My sister was part of the FLDS community, but she and her husband were not in a plural marriage. She knew from our previous conversations how desperate I was to escape. We both felt the sect was becoming too extreme and frightening under the leadership of its prophet, Warren Jeffs. Ever since Jeffs had taken over the sect after the death of his father, Rulon Jeffs, he had been preaching that he was Jesus Christ incarnate and that his late father was God. He also started talking in apocalyptic terms about moving his followers to what he called the center place. We feared that meant a walled compound from which there would be no escape. Jeffs did not believe people had the right to make their own choices. My husband was a powerful member of the FLDS community and very close to Jeffs. With his 7 wives and 54 children, the odds were my husband would be one of the first to be taken to the center place. It would be tantamount to a prison camp for me and my children, one where we'd be required to report on others who strayed from or disobeyed the word of God.